Podcast time.
Podcast time.
Podcast time.
Bring us in, Greg. What we got going on?
We got Boner Beers and Business in Vegas. Plus, we'll be slut-shaming COVID-19, a.k.a. coronavirus.
This is Roundtable 105 on Radio.com, where Rock 105's Sean Stewart, Greg Rambin, and Boner, you know, sit at a round table and talk and stuff. Thanks for joining us as we revisit this week's nonsense. Yeehaw! From Chattanooga, Tennessee, this is Roundtable 105.
Hello, guys.
Hello.
And hello.
Wait, 3, 2, 1.
Hello.
That's official, like a movie, Greg.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Trying to bring it to Greg's world. We were so close, Greg, to changing your whole life and your whole world.
Oh, really?
We really were. Like, when we walked up to that table with your $20 bill, we were talking, right? Like, dude, Greg's about to be a millionaire. Really is.
Mm-hmm.
We were feeling the mojo. We were trying to bring the positive vibes. But then it just, the wheel just kept
spinning. Yeah, I mean, it's so upsetting that, when did you send that video? What night?
Was that
Friday? Sunday?
Friday.
Oh, it was Friday night. Okay.
We recorded it Thursday night, and I found it on my phone sometime Friday.
And it does not show that you were wrestled to the ground for videotaping inside a casino. Did that happen?
No, yeah, you guys did kind of warn me about that.
About 8 times.
8 times?
I don't know how many times they had to talk. Would you put your phone away, please? I'm like, you can't.
But I was, the thing is, like, I wasn't even filming anything. I was just reading Twitter because I lost all my money at the blackjack table. I was just sitting next to him, keeping company. They're like, put the phone away, sir. I'm like, fine. But in their defense, the first time they got me, I was filming hot. I just.
True.
Like, so you were on the list.
Well, because we had just filmed the part you saw. We're like, here's Greg's money, wrote your name on it. Like, all right, let's go. And it was sometime in the middle of the night or whatever, we go do that. I'm just filming Boner like I'm his cameraman. Like, oh, this could be fun. And as soon as we get to the table, puts his mind down, she's like, stop! Like, she puts her hands up, like, over her face, like she's on wanted posters.
Mm-hmm.
Which, who knows? Well, yeah, so I just, like, all right.
I saw her. I don't think she's wanted.
No.
She just didn't want to be on camera?
At all.
No, she's not wanted by anybody.
By anyone. That wasn't nice.
Oh,
that was,
you'll
that was
never
brutal.
See her again, though.
Right, true.
If she was standing in a line up here, I'm sure.
I'd have no idea.
No clue.
You just go, ew, and go on.
Yeah.
We call a friend?
So essentially, that was mostly a joke. I don't even know what, I can't remember what she looked like. I have no idea.
I just remember that. I saw in the picture.
Not
like,
even
I had
sure
the picture,
she was a woman.
I just see blurry hands, like, waving her hands at me.
Which in Vegas, I'm sure that's not a problem.
There were a few of those, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then he places the bet. I'm kind of turning my phone off. I'm rattled. I got yelled at.
Yeah.
So I don't know the outcome of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then he tells me.
Right.
And I still don't know. Then I ask him again, and he tells me. And I still don't know. How many times did I ask you if Greg won?
At least 3. That night.
So if
and
you're not.
Then. Couple more times the next day. So did he win? Like, still didn't win.
But
so,
my video, I don't have the outcome. It's like a cliffhanger. How did it end? He's like,
well, that was what it was like Friday night because I was at home and I told Michelle, I said, okay, they just showed them going in to bet my $20. And she goes, and? And I go, either I have won big and they refuse to show it and they're out getting hookers right now with my winnings.
Well.
Or I lost and I'll have to go back to work on Monday. And she goes, well, good to know. So.
Yep.
That's kind of purposely of the director. I think it was good footage, the director. That's what he was going for.
Oh, okay.
Well, it was a serious cliffhanger.
Yeah, it was serious. We want you to come back for the sequel.
Well, hopefully next year I'll be able to do it in person and get yelled at for videotaping myself.
Yeah, I mean, so I think we'll be welcome back. We didn't do anything with, like, hey, don't come back to Vegas for a few years. Yeah. I mean, it's.
They didn't spot you guys as members of Ocean's 11 or anything.
No, yeah, we're doing a good job casing the joint, though. Especially me. I was just aimlessly walking all over the place.
Now, did I hear you guys talk about the fact that when you walk in, they actually have a check into cash type of place?
They got casino credit.
Yeah. Casino credit.
Which I stayed as far away from as possible.
Yeah, what? Good God, no.
I mean, casino credit, there's got to be like Dr. Evil. The guy's got a button under his desk. You don't pay. Yeah. There's like sharks below.
Are there like jars of kidneys and formaldehyde showing
We
up?
Don't know exactly what was in there. And we saw people go in.
Yeah.
But never they, come out.
No. There's just one of those doors that you have to buzz to open. They go behind.
But they have a credit system within the casino right there.
As soon as you walk in, we stay at the Golden Nugget. As soon as you walk in on the right, it says casino credit. There's just like you go to, I don't know, like you're getting a timeshare. You walk in, you sit down with an agent, they go for a few things, and next thing you know, you got a 10% fig on your blackjack. That's...
Yeah. Don't know exactly what goes on in there. I thought I could hear a wood chipper.
Yeah. They do have a shark tank at the Golden Nuggets.
They do.
They got to feed the sharks. They need some chum.
Do they have laser beams?
I didn't get that close, honestly. Every time I saw the credit room, I just kind of did like a bubble around it. You walk it too close.
In case it's like a black hole and you get sucked in.
Exactly.
Oh, now I have to give up my house.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I won $100 on the Knicks. Give me some credit. I want to make this a million.
You can go in the high stakes room, right?
That's all I was trying to get. We're watching the high stakes room, just imagining like...
Mm-hmm.
Look at the rich people.
They don't even tell you how much it costs to get in there. Like, the high stakes, I don't even know what it is. It's not like, oh, if you have 10 grand, we can walk in there. Like, it's just an infinity number, and if you have to ask...
You can't afford it. Yeah.
We couldn't afford it.
No. We couldn't afford to be there, but somehow we were lucky enough to be there.
It's like a reverse black hole for us. It pushes us away. No, you're not allowed in here. Get out. Like nice neighborhoods, you know. No, you're not allowed in here. Go away.
Poor people repellent. Shh.
Mm-hmm.
I think the free drink thing at Vegas is a racket.
Oh, absolutely.
If you're going out there, you should just don't get – they give free drinks out of your brain because you're going to waste more money trying to get a free drink than you will just paying for the drink itself. I mean, he did a very good job because Boner's got some patience, and he's good at using him. Me, I sat at the slot machine. She's like, do you want a Mick Ultra? Was it $5? I'm like, yeah. She came back 35 minutes later, and I spent $75 playing that slot machine.
That's a good price on a free Mick Ultra.
Yeah, but so he's at the bar, though, playing. He nailed his.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was irritating.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, if you have a little bit of patience, then you can outlast them. But I put, you know, they have the little machines there at the right there at the bar that you can, you know, play poker, you know, video poker or blackjack or whatever it is. So I put $20 in there. Now, a beer at the bar is $6.50.
Okay.
I'm like, all right. So first thing that happens is dude comes over, you want a beer? I'm like, yeah, I do. So I get a beer. And then I start playing. And I'm like, okay, I wonder how long this is going to take. And what happens is there's a little green light on the back of the machine that once you've wasted enough money that they come back and go, you're now cleared for another beer. And so I'm sitting there and hanging out with a different buddy of mine and I'm playing. He's like, you know, he gets beer and I'm like, dude, you should be playing, man, because they'll give them to you free. And the bartenders there are not the nicest people I've ever met in my life.
No,
first thing that happened, first day we got there, dude yelled at me within 5 minutes of being there.
Why are you so angry?
That's a different story.
Okay.
But, so I'm sitting there, and I'm like, hey, how long until I can get a beer? Because it's been about 20 minutes. I've already killed this one. He's like, I don't know. I'm like, okay, very good then. So I keep playing and playing and playing, and, you know, I get down like $10 or whatever, and then I'm up like $5, and I'm down. I'm like, you know, okay, now it's been about 30, 35 minutes. I'm going, hey, man, I'm getting a little bit thirsty here. And he kind of ignored me, and so I just sit there playing. And I look at my buddy. I'm like, so very thirsty. And the dude then goes, well, you ain't that thirsty. You break your wallet out. And at that point, I'm like, okay, let's see how long I can sit here and outwait you. I'm going to play forever.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah, so I keep playing.
I'll show you.
And eventually, the dude just stands there at right in front of me looking at this, waiting for the light to come on.
Mm-hmm.
For about 5 minutes, he's just standing there staring at it. And I'm like, oh, my God. So finally... dude, just all of a sudden he goes, oh, well, looky there. You get a beer. And reaches down and hands it to me. I'm like, I'm not sure I'm thirsty anymore. And because now I'm just being a dick.
Of course.
And he's like, yeah, well, pour it in a cup and take it with you. I'm like, yeah? So anyway, I look down and I'm like, okay, well, let me see where I'm at here. I put in 20. I'm at $15 left in here. I've gotten 2 beers. I think I win here. So as soon as dude sets the beer down, I hit the cash out button and go, see ya. And he just looked at me like, I'm going to kill you. I just took my beer and I'm like, yeah, kiss my ass.
I was making new friends. But that's because you have the patience, though, because they don't expect you to do that. That guy was irritated. You're just sitting there wasting time. Like, he wants to make his money and turn over the machines.
Yeah, and the buddy I'm with, he's like, dude, let's go. I'm like, no. I'm like,
how much did you spend on that beer? I'm like, $6.50. Like, I just made like $4.
I'm like, I spent $5. I got two beers.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
So there is a way to break the system. Impatient people, I spent $75 on one Mick Ultra. He got, that's how, you know,
what's your time worth, though? How long did you sit there?
I don't know, probably about 40 minutes.
40 minutes, okay.
But, you know, whatever.
But he was dug in, like he said. I was the principal. He was like,
not only that, you didn't get your tip because you're rude. So take that.
But they are pretty outspoken and pretty just you know, just like everybody in Vegas. Like, he first time, like, hey, why are you so angry? So I was like, I'm not angry. I'm just playing a game or something. The guy was just, I don't know, just screaming things at Boner. He made friends with me.
Well, then I got upset because the machine wouldn't. I didn't get upset. I'm like, damn, this thing won't let you. Well, first thing he said, well, yeah, he's calling me angry. Why are you so angry, Mr. Negative? And I'm like, I've just got here. What are you talking about? And then he's yapping on and on. And then I'm playing this blackjack thing. And I look down and I'm like, huh, that sucks. It won't let you split.
Hmm.
And he's like, and the bartender said, yeah, the casino doesn't want you to win. I'm like, okay, match.
That guy was having a bad day.
So I keep playing, and then I wanted to double down. I'm like, dude, can't double down. And that's when he stopped, and he said, let me make this completely fucking clear to you. The casino does not want you to win. Do you understand what it is that I'm saying? Am I being clear? Do you get it? Like, wow.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. I mean, tell me that didn't happen.
No, it happened just like that. And guy wasn't, honestly, it sounds like he's being an a-hole, but he's actually just being direct.
Uh-huh.
Like, he did.
And I'm like, oh, and I'm Mr. Negative. Look at you.
It was, yeah. That was like our first, like, we
that's
just,
first thing we did. Walked in, got a beer, boom.
Like, I ran, the sports book was behind, and I ran in hot to bet on golf. I came in, I was like, dude, I just bet the golf tournament. He's like, huh?
Like, we've been here for 8 seconds.
Woo! Betting on golf.
Yeah, it started pretty hot. But all in all,
was there no Cambodian rugby to bet on?
I couldn't find it. I was looking at the XFL games. I was like, oh, should I put these down? But we went out there for, you know, radio and music and industry stuff. And it was that part of it was really, really well done. Got to meet some new bands. We saw Whiskey Myers. Got to see Red and Royal Bliss, who's opening for Fozzy. Dude, those guys were...
They were cool.
They were awesome, dude. They're like our new friends. Me and Boner are like...
Oh, Royal Bliss? Yeah,
Royal Bliss. They had the showcase, and afterwards, we were backstage, and we were just hanging out, drinking beers, but these guys were just wild, a lot of fun to hang out with, and they're like...
Oh, so they'll know what you two look like when they come to town.
We're doing business. We're like, oh, when you guys come to Chattanooga, you gotta come do this.
So
like, oh,
they'll know what you
two...
Well,
I saw them before that show, and was talking to the singer, and was... I don't even know how we got on whatever it was, but, you know, like me running and him doing the dirty dancing, you know, pick me up.
Uh-huh.
So after the show, then Sean and I are standing there, and the guy came over, and I said, are you ready? And he just, you know, immediately, you know, got in position, and I act like I'm going to come running. And he's like, okay, let's do this. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to do that to you. I'll kill you. I'm too fat.
Dude, he had a great personality. Like, he was
that's great.
So,
wild,
so when he comes here, I'm looking forward to going, all right, let's do this, man.
I lost a few pounds. Ready for you to catch me now.
I eat salad.
Nobody backs Boner in a corner.
Damn it.
No. But, yeah, man, good trip. Happy to be back. I saw this.
We should talk a lot more about how much we learned.
Yeah, we did. Oh, yeah, we did. We learned a lot. We got to go
because
to all
because it
these...
sounds like all we did was have fun, which is just the tiniest 1% of what we did.
We had to squeeze that fun. That's why it meant so much to us, because we had to squeeze that fun in because we were overloaded.
Yeah, okay. It was like, do we have 40 minutes to sit here at the bar and try and get a beer?
But the thing is, when we say work, did you have to be place? Like, I know this. I'm not trying to sound, you know, oh, I got to do this. But it's like, oh, we have to go to dinner with Asking Alexandria. You got to go meet... Hear the new Thrice thing. Mm-hmm.
Yes, this sounds awful.
But you have to go do these things.
You're doing a terrible job of describing this.
I had to go eat dinner with Asking Alexandria, but so did everybody else there. Like, it was like, okay, we have to, you know, they got new project coming.
My steak was undercooked. Jeez.
But it's a lot of stuff like that. So, yes, it's a conference. It's cool, man, because we our day-to-day, we're always you know?
Mm-hmm.
We don't really get pampered like that. And
I understand that.
So it was interesting, man. And
having not been pampered this past weekend, I understand that.
Well, next year,
because
right?
I was in, you know, Ringgold, Georgia, while you were having to have a steak dinner with Asking Alexandria.
I didn't have dinner with Asking Alexandria.
He had it with somebody else. He probably won't say who. Mm-hmm.
Well, I had dinner with Red.
Yeah.
Now, Red, they were the ones, didn't they come with Break? They've been here before with Breaking Benjamin. Weren't they here with Breaking Benjamin?
They've been here. I don't know if it was a Breaking Benjamin tour or not, but they've definitely been here for another band.
And they're actually coming back. They're going to be at McKenzie Arena in like a week or two.
Yeah.
Red?
Red.
Red.
At McKenzie?
At McKenzie Arena.
No way.
Yeah, they're part of, what is the tour called?
It's the
tour.
Okay.
Tour.
They told us, but we were so overloaded with work information. It just got. We have to.
Yeah. I'm like. Yeah.
Oh, is that the euphemism?
We
got
to file through it. We have to file through it in there. Mm-hmm. You know, my brain was being pulled a lot of different ways.
Sure.
So, but I saw this story yesterday. The way when I was, it was like two women were on an airplane coming back from London, and they were so hungover on the plane that people in hazmat suits got on the plane to make sure they'd have the coronavirus.
That hung over.
Wow.
And I was like, we had to be somewhere in that scale of like, Joe DeBoner probably could have fit into that description of that Saturday morning getting that airplane.
No.
I was like, if you thought I had the coronavirus, the flu, and I was like, I could have anything.
I still did some fairly prolific drinking at the airport before we left. My How long was I gone? Seriously.
Oh, dude,
5 minutes?
Yeah, if that.
Five. I'm like, we have like 5 minutes. I'm like, I can do it. So I run over to the bar and order 22-ounce beer, shot of Jaeger.
Yikes!
And so, yeah, immediately I slam this shot of Jaeger and drink like half this beer. And the bartender comes back over and she's like, you want another one? I'm like, hang on. I'm like, I need about a minute to see if this is going to stick. I'm not sure. I don't know how this is going to go.
You may want to back up, ma'am.
She said, I completely understand. And walks off for about 2 minutes, came back. I'm like, yeah, okay. Yeah, I think so. She's like, you want another one? I'm like, yeah, let's do it again. She said, you want a double? I'm like, yes, let's do that.
Oh, my.
So
30 a.m.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Tops.
Yeah. So that might have been late.
So I slammed that one, killed the rest of the beer, mm-hmm. back to Sean. I'm like, dude, three shots of Jaeger and a 22-ounce beer. 5 minutes.
My face off to the ground. Like, huh? Like, it was, I mean, no, it's...
Thank God we didn't have seven.
Yeah,
right. If it's 7 minutes,
you would have been coronavirus drunk.
He's like B.A. Baracus on the A-Team, you know? You never want to get boner on an airplane. We'll trick him to get on there. But
yeah, then you don't even see me for like an hour. Because I'm curled up over here, and I hear the drink cart, and I hear, and the woman comes by, I just hold up, you know, I'm like, give me a vodka.
No.
She said, what do you want with what? I'm like, I don't care. Something. Vodka and something. And she looks at me, she said, I think you need some vitamin C, orange juice. I'm like, whatever. I don't care.
Please.
Just I'm in the aisle, it's like water, and I'm holding my cup up like this, and then she turns down and she's like, if you pound it, I'll give you another one. I'm just like, oh, and she's like, just keep filling up. And it was, I start drinking, so I didn't want my hangover to go as far because I knew, like, I don't know, whatever. He did it right. I kind of tried to sober up on the plane, and it was an awful plane ride. I just slept for 4 hours, but never slept. Just sat with my head down to, you know.
I kind of slept. And then I came home and got a six pack.
Nice, dude. I came home, hugged my kids, and went to sleep.
Sent him
like
a text,
o'clock.
Are you crushing beers? Because I was. I'm like, dude, if I stopped, I know I'm in trouble.
Yeah,
I either have to go to bed at 5 o'clock in the afternoon or 7 o'clock, like you did. Then I'm like, damn it, I might be up at like 6 a.m. on Sunday. What am I going to do then?
It was the jet lag. I had nothing to do with the beers, just the jet lag.
Sure.
You know, I hear that when you travel to the West Coast and back, and the coming back part really affects you for like 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, and when I say that I had three Jaegers and a beer, I bought those for another person.
Yeah.
They weren't for me.
No.
I was impressed he bought them and got served in 7 minutes, like not drank them all. Like, you know how long lines are?
Well, you weren't at a casino.
Well, true. Yeah.
So anyway, it was a good trip. It's called Happens. We're going to hopefully go back next year, and we'll bring Mr. Greg out there.
I don't even know that I can make that decision just yet.
don't know if I want to go back.
I was asked several times yesterday by people, dude, are you going to go back? I'm like,
I don't know.
I can't commit to that right now.
Now, is it only based on how you feel, or are you just based on you want to slow play this, so maybe you'll get a suite or something?
No, it's a lot of because of how I feel and the amount of money I lost.
Mm. Did you come home with anything?
I did, yeah. Well, I still came home with a little bit.
See, in my brain, I came home with all the money I went with because I just bet future sporting events. So I haven't lost it yet.
I've got money I haven't even lost yet.
Yeah, like I came home with $600 in tickets. So I was like, that's still $600. I'm like, I didn't lose it yet.
Not yet.
So, yeah, so I still got some, I got the Masters. I got March Madness, go Michigan State.
got some, and is everyone going to be watching the March Madness games at home? Will we be watching those games with empty stadiums?
I don't know. That'd be wild.
Yeah, that would be weird.
I don't even know if I could watch the game the same. Like, this is just stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. Like,
all you hear is the basketball, you know?
And can't there be one person in the crowd if nobody else is there? Can I just be the one guy? Like, hey, I'll just yell shit.
Yeah. I'm not much of a threat. There's no one here.
I'll just go back and forth. You suck! You'll definitely hear me, man. I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm a professional heckler. I would love that job. Because if you're there to avoid other people, you can at least have one. Maybe one guy there.
No. Why so negative?
Yeah, I think that's a positive outlook on things. I could do positive heckling. Uh-huh. Doing good out there. Nice hair part.
Well, since you brought up the coronavirus business, mm-hmm. I went to the store yesterday, and I had to be there for other stuff, but I thought, you know what? Since I'm here, I might as well ask. Do you guys have any hand sanitizer? Hand
sanitizer. They were sold out.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Zero.
Now, where was that? A Costco, or was it like
that was at Walmart?
Wow.
And then she proceeded to tell me everything else they didn't have.
All coronavirus related.
Oh yeah, everything. You know, anything that you would want, they don't have. Mm. And. I mean, include, you know, even if you wanted rubbing alcohol, any of that kind of thing, nothing. Yeah. Had nothing, which was brutal. I'm like, well, you know, okay. And then I ended up having to be at another store later last night. I'm like, well, might as well ask. And they're like, yeah, we don't have any of that stuff. You'll get nothing and like it.
Yeah, I didn't know any of this. I have definitely checked once.
So I was at three different stores yesterday. Then I was like, huh, now I'm just curious. So I went, you know, like to, you know, the pharmacy. I'm like, you got any? No. And I did eventually. I had to go to the Circle K. And just for some stupid reason, I'm like, I don't know. Maybe they have some of them little ones. Sure did.
Ah, so the Circle K will save us from the zombie apocalypse.
Right.
Are you a milk and bread when it snow guys too?
No, not at all. No, that's
so.
Stupid.
This really has you freaked out because I really don't. I think I'm just
no.
Like,
it's, it was more of I was kind of curious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I start. Then it starts to freak me out because everyone else is freaking out.
That's the problem for me.
Yeah, which is it. And everybody else buying up all the masks, buying all this stuff. You know,
then it starts to.
Oh, good.
So's the hand sanitizer. So, yeah.
And the hand sanitizer doesn't have, it doesn't kill viruses. It just keeps your hands clean. Like, if you get, like, a virus on your skin, a rash, you dump Purell on it, that doesn't do anything. Because it doesn't kill a virus. But, hey, your hands will feel clean. And then you can stick them in your eyes and in your mouth and all that jazz. But my kryptonite for coronavirus is just to keep talking shit about coronavirus.
That's right.
Like, that's how you're.
Why so negative?
You're going to scare it away?
I did the same thing for swine flu, bird flu, SARS. I just, you know, my immune system, and, you know, just like, we make fun of you, and that's part of our battle strategy.
I'm gonna berate you and make you feel bad about yourself.
Coronavirus? Go somewhere else. I'm going to bully
you
out
of here. Come on, Sean. Be best, man. Be best.
Coronavirus. Come up with a scary name, coronavirus. It makes me want to party.
Well, I like COVID-19.
Yeah, that sounds worse. COVID-19.
COVID-19. I'm not impressed. I remember you back when you were COVID-12.
Yeah.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Which were scarier.
Like, come back when you're COVID-20. You puss bag.
Yeah. That's a dumb bandwagon.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I'm
Take
jumping
that,
right.
coronavirus.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Come back tomorrow for some further ridicule.
I'll still be here cough-free, looking at you right in your...
No.
And what if we got, I don't know, just to also prove maybe coronavirus is a farce, what if one person got it in this building?
In this building.
Like a guinea pig.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe we were just, you know, interacting with said person, and then we would all just see that it doesn't really do anything because you might be out for like the flu or like you wouldn't even know you that person wouldn't even know they had it. Like one person has the coronavirus living amongst you. Do you think you can tell until they die?
Well, but they that's just it.
Yeah, well, it's all good until you die. Yeah.
You're not going
well,
to.
I don't want to die.
You're not going. Has the flu killed you? I mean, have you ever had the flu?
But did you die?
No, but I do hear these people going, well, you know, it's the flu kills a lot more people every year. Okay, but now we have two things that'll kill you. Mm-hmm. So what are you sitting there like, nah, I'll pick a disease. You don't worry about that one. I mean, it doesn't work that way.
My brain, they're the same thing. If I get the flu, I basically have the coronavirus.
One of the other.
I don't want either one of them.
I don't want him either. But, like, I never got to knock on wood. I mean, we've lived with the flu amongst us forever. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's the 10 most worst flu season ever. April comes along and everybody kind of keeps on going, unless you're, you know.
And by the way, let us state this disclaimer right now.
None of us know a damn thing about
exactly.
What we're talking about.
It's all opinion-based. I have no idea. I could die. I'm probably the first to go with coronavirus,
actually. This is directly from Facebook Medical, you know?
We're just trying to bully the bad mamma jam away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pure entertainment. Not good entertainment, but entertainment.
And
a little bit of
gallows humor. I mean, we are facing a big threat with this. I personally do not feel that it is as big a threat as people who are trying to go for ratings think that it is. And
when we traveled to Vegas, I thought there was going to be people with masks everywhere, all the casinos. I think I saw one guy in a casino.
Yeah, I mean, I did see some. And do I feel threatened by it necessarily right now? No. You know, but there is absolutely the possibility that, you know, in the very near future, yeah, we could be threatened by it, and it might be something that we really seriously need to worry about. At this moment, I don't feel that way. I'm not saying, well, that's really never going to happen, but, you know,
if we have
I don't.
Arenas, I'll be scared. I mean, that's if there's empty arenas during March Madness, that'll be my first. All right. Sorry, coronavirus. I want to apologize.
Didn't mean to call you COVID-12.
I'm a beg for forgiveness kind of guy.
Uh-huh.
So we'll see if this works.
Rather than asking permission. Yeah. Sure. Sure. No, and you mentioned it earlier, especially people posting pictures or saying a friend of a friend who was at the warehouse store, they don't have this, they don't have that, they don't have this. I'm more afraid of people just losing their goddamn minds more than I am of the virus itself. And because people are scarier than viruses.
Oh, absolutely. No, 100%. People will walk out of the moron virus forever.
Right.
You know, and that scares me worse than you said. Someone's going to get me sick. That at least. Maybe I have just too much faith in us as humanity, Americans. Like, I think our medicine kicks ass. I think we people kick ass. I think my immune system kicks ass. So I think we'll be all right.
We'll be all right.
I don't know.
Very optimistic.
Why are you being so negative?
Yeah, Mr. Negative Guy.
Yeah, you know,
I think we found our volunteer.
1, 2, 3, not it. Now you see these people, you know, talking about, hey, just to be safe, maybe you should have 2 weeks of food in case you're quarantined. That's the kind of thing that, yes, being prepared. You know, if you were to live in Florida, you know, having your hurricane supplies and things like that, just simple preparation. You know, okay, but when it's like all of the sudden the entire population needs to have two, you know, feels like they need to have 2 weeks worth of food and, you know, there's a run on the grocery store and now,
Yeah, what are you doing?
That's you know, now that's not a good thing.
They don't deliver the groceries anymore during the coronavirus scare?
Yeah, no, you still got to go out. No, I don't want to go out. You got to.
Would you be the guy, like, if they were like, if it was a mass pandemic, one of the ways to, they would say, maybe everybody stays inside for 2 weeks. Not one person can go out for 2 weeks. If life ever came to that, I don't know if I could. I'd probably end up in prison. I don't know if I could just listen. I can't go outside for two straight weeks. Even, I don't know. I'd want to attempt that.
I don't know how I would calculate the amount of beer to purchase in advance.
For a two-week lockdown?
For a two-week lockdown. I mean, I know what I might do every day normally. But if now I can't even go anywhere, you can't go to work.
I'd be digging tunnels in my basement trying to get to the convenience store at the end of the street.
Oh, damn. Now I could probably kill a lot more beer than
easily.
You know, because I got nothing else to do.
Let's hope it doesn't come to that, but that's actually something I should worry. See, I've never really been a doomsday prep or anything. I just always thought I'd live in a Cabela's. But now you're saying they're out of everything. That's not going to work, so.
No.
Got to start thinking more serious, not just who else has things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been trying to befriend Daniel from US 101. He's a doomsday prepper. I'm trying to, you know, get it on that.
Well, you know them country DJs.
Yeah.
Maybe
like,
not
that's what they got. I got Daniel or Cabela's, so.
So do you have his password for getting into his house in case of a zombie apocalypse?
I think it's 101 something.
You got to get past the landmines.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
there's
sure
a lot of stuff
easy,
that...
His shotgun and him on the porch. I've been hoarding all this. Not for you, damn Yankee.
This is nothing new because even in the 70s, my dad, he even started a business of doomsday prepping. Of he was selling the food.
Right,
the dehydrated food, and we had cans and cans of this that would last for 30 years, and of course, the year 2000 finally came around, and Dad had to get rid of all this food that never
right
sold.
Y2K?
Yeah, right, right. I mean, it was
damn
interesting.
It.
Yeah, it was interesting
that
that the expiration date.
The world's going to end, but the food's going to expire.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So this is nothing new that you do have people, my dad, who thinks that the world is coming to an end. So I grew up with constant fear that the world was going to end. So I'm not the person to talk to about this.
Clearly neither am I. I'm very wildly unprepared. So.
Yeah, I don't know a damn thing.
Well, you know they got no prayer at Walmart, so you're one step ahead of me.
I have lobster bisque.
There you go.
So there's that.
If you want to end your own world, go for that at Walmart.
No, the lobster bisque is good.
Yeah, the Walmart lobster bisque is awesome.
You trying to end it?
Man, it's delicious. Highly recommend.
Yes. 5 stars.